with us. He's like an extended member. We call on him a lot. He's always there to be there to help us out in a time of need. And just hope everybody will make him feel welcome as he comes again this morning. Brother David, if Jackie's going to come bring our special music when she's finished, you come and deliver what the Lord put on your heart and close as you see fit.
Face to face. shall behold him. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess he is Lord of lords, King of kings. What a day that will be when my Savior I shall see. When I look upon his face and want to save me by his grace. Oh, listen, because he lives, I can live also. I thank you for having me back. My voice is a little raspy, if you can, you hear it. When Brother Kinsey called me, it wasn't like this. But I taught Bible school 2 hours every night all last week. And so now my voice is a little bit raspy, but the Lord is going to get us through it. Okay? I've always relied on the Lord. And the Lord has always been right there wherever I need him most. Have you ever heard anybody say, well, what's in it for me? From the very beginning of time, people have been saying, what's in it for me? What does it pay me? What am I going to get out of it? We have an opportunity to go to a new job. And we say, what's it going to pay me? How's it going to benefit me? Well, listen to what Paul has to say in 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at the very first verse. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meat which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou shalt obtain. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather than goodness. For bodily exercise profiteth little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, and having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come, it is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptance. Therefore we both labor and suffer, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things commend and teach. Let's pray. Now, Father, as we stand before thee, your people, and proclaim this, your word, I pray, Lord, that you would use me as your servant to do your bidding. Allow me to say those things, Father, that you would have me to say, that some ear here might hear you speaking to them. Lord, I pray that this might be a time when we can reflect upon thy goodness and thy mercy and thy grace. And call us, Lord, unto yourself that we might do your bidding. In Christ's name, amen. Old wives' tales. Brenda worked at Peterood or Donahue or whatever you want to call it for a number of years. And there was a preacher woman there, a black preacher woman there. And one day Brenda came home and she said, David, said, Odessa wanted me to ask you a question. I said, all right. She said, it's in the Bible, and so she knew you could answer it. I said, not always. I said, but I'll do the best I can. She says she wants to know where in the Bible you can find where it says you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I said, Brenda, that's not the Bible. She said, oh, yes, it is, because Odessa said it was, and she heard somebody preach on it last week. I said, he may have preached on it, and he may have read it from some Bible. He didn't read it from the Bible that I read. I said, Brenda, that's an old wives' tale. And it's not in the Bible. You know, a lot of times people think that things we say is in God's Word. Matter of fact, a lot of times people try to make things be in God's Word. But it's not there. Amen. Folks, this is the infallible, inerrant Word of God. Amen. It is not about old wives' tales. It is about God and His truth to you and I. And what God wants us to do. What's it going to profit me? Think about all the young boys and girls, especially this week, who are just finishing high school. Get ready to go off to college. I imagine some of those have already asked, what's 4 years of college going to do me? I'm going to spend all this money getting a piece of paper. What's it going to benefit me? My grandson is in East Carolina University. He's finishing up his fourth year. He has a degree in sports medicine. He has a degree in physical therapy, and he tells me now, or told me a couple of weeks ago, he said, Papa, I'm going to stay another year at East Carolina. I said, son, you're going to be just a habitual college person. You're going to spend all of your life. You'll be 50 years old when you get out of college. He said, no, I'm going to be a orthopedic PA, and I've got to spend another year at East Carolina. So and I said, okay, good. He said, I looked it up on the internet, and orthopedic PAs make a lot of money. That's why. They make more money than physical therapists, and they make more money than sports medicine, and that's why I'm going to be a PA. So you see, in essence, what he was saying is, what's it going to profit me? What good's it going to do me? I went to 13 years of high school. I got out and I started college. And I knew the Lord was calling me to preach. I went to 4 years of college, graduated from there. Still in the back of my mind, I was saying, what's going to profit me? What good is all of this going to do me out there when I stand before people and I proclaim God's word, what's going to profit me? Well, Paul says that if we think of evil things, it's going to profit us nothing. But the things that we think that are godly are going to profit us great. Christianity is the same way. For many years, Paul, being a Christian, probably asked himself, what's all this doing for me? What's going to profit me? And then one day, somebody asked Paul, Paul, you spent all this time learning, sitting at the feet of Gamaliel and learning all this, and you have been to the church and you've seen what the church is all about. And you've done all of this. Now, Paul, what's it going to profit you? You're coming down to the end of your life. And you're coming down to that part of your life where you really have to think about Paul. What's it going to profit you? Paul said, all things that are done for God Social Security anymore. So I don't know if I can make it without that little bit that comes in from the annuity that I put away over all of those years. But Christianity pays. Pays in several ways, and I want to share four of those with you this morning. First of all, Christianity pays from a physical standpoint. That person who lives a godly life before Christ lives a better life for himself. Just think about it. This doesn't mean that when we become a Christian that all of our diseases are going to be gone. It doesn't mean that when we become a Christian all of our hurts and pains are going to disappear. But it does mean that we probably won't have as many hurts and pains and things of that nature as does the man who doesn't live for God. Now my voice is a little bit raspy this morning. I went to my doctor yesterday and he told me, he examined me good, did some blood work, and he said, I want you to go see an ENT, an ear, nose, and throat doctor. He said, I can't find anything wrong in your throat. He said, I don't know what's going on there. Well, I have a little bit of a thyroid problem, and so I called my thyroid doctor and I said, could that be the problem? He said, no, I doubt very seriously that's the problem. So I went, called up my regular doctor and I told him what my thyroid doctor had said, and he said, I don't know what's going on, that's why I want you to see a throat specialist. He said, there may even be a chance that you've suffered a little stroke in your vocal cords. He said, that's possible. I said, well, maybe I strengthened this week in teaching 2 hours every night of Bible school. He said, that could have happened. But he said, more than likely, it'll go away. I said, I hope so. I don't know how a preacher could get by very long with a voice like I've got this morning. I don't know how you could properly sit and listen to a voice and say, man, he must be hurting. Well, I'm not. I have no pain whatsoever in my throat. I'm feeling fine. It's just that I can't get it out like I want to get it out. But it's Christianity pays from a physical standpoint. Think about it. My wife says I can go to sleep quicker than anybody she's ever seen in her life. I lay my head down on the pillow and I said, Lord, if I've done anything today that has offended you in any way, let me know so that I can get on my knees and beg forgiveness. And the Lord says, son, everything's all right between you and me. And I said, thank you, Lord. I'm gone. And I go to sleep. And I sleep all night long. Sometimes I wake up about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and I look over at Brenda and she's over there with her Kindle playing a game. I said, Brenda, put that thing away and go to sleep. I can't sleep. I said, well, something must be bothering you. I said, have you asked the Lord about it? I just can't sleep. I said, well, get up and go to the living room. Sit in a recliner so I can sleep. But it, just think about that man, that woman, that boy or girl who is a Christian. They can just be at ease. They can think about nothing else except what they've done for God that day. But then on the other hand, think about that man that stays up all night long. It's after midnight and he's still in the bar somewhere, drinking, carrying on. Can't sleep. Next morning that Christian gets up and he says, good morning, world. That alcoholic or that drunk gets up and says, oh man, what a headache I've got. So you see, Christianity pays even from a physical standpoint. We'll just absolutely feel better. We'll do better if sin undermines